and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist On Course. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, well, I've called it Every Day I'm Shuffling, because let me just explain that whenever I'm out and about and without anybody to talk to, probably nearly 100% of the time I've got my headphones on listening to music. And most of the time I've got my iPad, which has all of my music on shuffle. Therefore, I get a random selection of music, or near enough random. And the other day, whilst travelling down to the South Coast, I had my headphones on and out came the most wonderful selection of music. And what an absolute coincidence that it's timed perfectly to a show of a little bit of rejigging of the songs. Anyway, we start off at the Capman's Gallery Pizza Parlour in Redwood City with the four manual 18 rank Wurlitzer, and a track recorded by Vic Hammett probably in the early 70s. So here's Vic with That Certain Party. The lively sounds there of Vic Hammett at the Capman's Gallery Pizza Parlour in Redwood City, on one of the many occasions that Vic got to play in America. Well, from the States we head back to England and to the Firsford Collection in Norfolk. This gorgeous three manual 19 rank Wurlitzer is one of my all-time favourites and still maintains that gorgeous Paramount sound. Robert Wolf has been lucky to entertain patrons there for the last 38 years. And incidentally, he's one of my favourite all-time organists too. And he's playing this beautiful number simply titled Intermezzo. Thank you. The beautiful, delicate sounds there of Robert Wolf at the First Fit Collection Wurlitzer in Norfolk. It's a really beautiful song that. I can't remember off the top of my head what opera it's from, but if anybody would like to tell me, I'd be delighted to know. Well, from the First Fit Collection in Norfolk, we head over to the Ron Wiemer residence in Cincinnati. Ron had a full manual 33 rank Wurlitzer, and one of the many people to record it was Barry Baker. Barry was a huge fan of George Wright, and I think that you can tell this in his arrangement of It Ain't Necessarily So. Barry Baker there with It Ain't Necessarily So at the Ron Wiemer residence. Many people have lots of praise for Barry's work, and it's such a shame that he doesn't play the theatre organ anymore, but this CD, called For the Very First Time, I think demonstrates why you should possibly change his mind on that fact. Well, staying in the States, we head away from the pipe organ to the electronic organ. Naturally, the Hammond organ, with its unique tone colours. Buddy Cole was very much associated not only with his home studio Wurlitzer Morton organ, but the Hammond organ, where he made countless records. This is from an album that's available on iTunes called Swinging at the Hammond, 4 stereo albums, and you get 40 brilliant tracks of Buddy in action. And this song was written by Duke Ellington, and it's called I Let the Song Go Out of My Heart. Buddy Cole there at the Hammond organ letting the song go out of his heart there. It's a brilliant album that, and I recommend it wholeheartedly. Well, from the Hammond organ we go over to the fiery Mark II Granada style Wurlitzer. This particular Wurlitzer came from the Granada in Welling, and this is recorded during its most recent incarnation at the Wurlitzer Hall in the Leisure Centre, Woking. The organ has since been enlarged and boasts nearly 20 ranks now. However, this was recorded back when it was just a free manual 8-rank Wurlitzer. Len Rawl is at the console demonstrating the fantastic Granada-style sound with Blue Moon. Thank you. Len Raw there showing off tremulating saxophone, tibia 12 and everything that I absolutely love about those Granada Mark II Wurlitzers. Well, despite not dancing myself, I am a huge fan of all of the different rhythms that are required for dancing. From rumbas to tangos, bossa novas and everything in between. The cha-cha-cha is enough of one of my favourites, and it just so happened that Phil Kelsall popped up playing a duo, Come Dance With Me, which was written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Jarda. Phil Kelsall there with the cheeky cha-cha-cha on an album released in 2001 called Come Dance With Me, the title of that first number. Well, from the wonderful acoustics of the Tower Ballroom Blackpool, we go over to another wonderful acoustic, this time in the Civic Theatre in Akron. This is a beautiful three-manual 19-rank Wurlitzer, which has a totally different sound quality to the Firstford Wurlitzer that we heard earlier. At the console is Donnie Rankin, who's an organist that I've admired greatly, and I don't think I've featured on the show previously. I suppose I've been waiting for a reason, so it's rather ironic that my iTunes should decide to ping up one of his tracks. It's a dainty little novelty called Onesie Twosie, I Love Yousie. Thank you. Donnie Rankin there at the Civic Theatre in Akron with Onesie Twosie, I Love Youzie. I suspect that Donnie's been listening to a contrast between George Wright and Sidney Torch in that arrangement, but it's absolutely fantastic. George Wright seemed to have inspired many people, and one of which was Tom Hazleton. He recorded many albums, however, after his sad passing, Don Thompson released an album called Remembrance, which shows off all of Tom's beautiful stylings, and I think that that comes across in this number recorded at the Campbell store, Wurlitzer, with its free manuals and 25 ranks, with that beautiful Charles Trenet number. We featured him last week with La Mer, but this time it's I Wish You Love. Tom Hazleton there at the Campbell store, Wurlitzer, with I Wish You Love. Well, time is rapidly running out on this week's show, and I was rapidly approaching my rail replacement bus service at Redhill Station. So I had to drastically pause what was going on in my headphones and listen out to what was actually going on in the real world. But just before I took them off, I was greeted by this track recorded by Lynn Larson at the San Filippo's Music Salon, Barrington Hills, in Illinois. This five manual 80 rank Wurlitzer is one that I would absolutely love to hear, and if I could hear anybody on it, it would be Lynn. This is a lively number called Abba Dabba Honeymoon. Lynn Larson there at the San Filippo's Music Salon Wurlitzer with Abba Dabba Honeymoon. Well, I'm afraid that's all we've got time for on this week's show. I hope that you've enjoyed this little shuffle through some of the songs that just so happened to come up in almost perfect order. Well, I hope that you'll join me next Thursday at 8 p.m. for another variety of theatre organ tracks from around the world. And it's time for our star organist to entertain, so I look forward to presenting them to you. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time, take care.